let's just say that we show up and we're going to tryouts. We should be wearing tennis shoes.
Yeah, you can wear tennis shoes. Tennis shoes are recommended because they're comfortable, but if you are going to wear some boots, because we do perform in boots, so you can wear some boots.
Not cowboy boots.
No, boots.
I mean, if you want to. But which team do you want to make, Sarah?
For some people, you laugh, but it's happened.
Then you get stepped on. I'm sure that's not awesome.
Right.
Do you have to be able to tumble? Do you have to be able to do...
No, not necessary. The coolest thing about the Houston Texans cheerleaders is that we're the only team, I feel like, that has, like, complete diversity. We have girls who can tumble. We have girls who can break dance. We have ballerinas. So, really, it's your strength. Bring your strength and your confidence and... As long as you come out and do what you know you're best at, the judges will love it.
So you guys, obviously, Morgan, S, and Mallory, you guys made the team.
Yes.
What do you recommend to do to stand out? Because there's, what, 7,000 girls? That's what it feels like.
It feels like it.
Right. Yeah. It feels like it.
No, there really is so many beautiful women, beautiful, talented women. So, I mean, me personally, like, I'm super, super extra, like, super blinged out all the time. So I would come to tryouts with... a beautiful blinged out uniform.
Okay.
That's me.
It's my kind of girl.
It's like, yeah.
A smile. Like, a smile can go such a long way. That's another reason.
Smiling.
And I say stay confident. No matter what happens, just have fun and be confident. Confidence can take you a really long way.
Do you guys, like, even when you first tried out, like, do you, like, start to get, like, some camaraderie going? Or is it, like, super, like, every woman for themselves?
It's a party atmosphere. It's That's why we call it hashtag atmosphere. The biggest party of the year. Because really the music's going. Everybody's dancing. So it's going to be a great time. Everybody's helping each other out because, you know, we're all freaking out together. Like, oh, my gosh, what's next? Like, I'm about to go up. So everybody pretty much helps each other out.
You guys brought up the music.
Yes.
You have how much time to learn that dance routine?
I would say close to maybe like 15, 20 minutes.
15 minutes.
So much time. It's when they teach it and then they give you time to go over it, you know, while you're on the side waiting for other groups to go because it's so many girls. So the good thing is while other girls are performing, you do have a little time to practice on your own to try to get the dance.
So it's better to get there a little, so to be in a back group because that gives you, that would be the, to being 1 through 5 to being, you know, 85 through 90, you've watched them all go.
Well, they actually do the numbers by like random.
So you don't get to pick. Sorry.
That way every girl would be there late.
My first year trying out, my number was 989.
Oh, wow. Yeah, I know. You had all the time, but after a while, do you guys get sick of hearing the 5, 6, 7? Like, we've had the privilege of judging tryouts, and I'm even in the car going 5, 6, 7. And you guys, the dance routine is only a few seconds long, and then you guys have that small portion at the end. By the way, we're talking to Morgan, S, and Mallory from the Houston, Texas cheerleaders. Tryouts are on April 14th. Everything you need to know is online at mix965houston.com. You have that last little bit, and you know what I'm talking about, that last
that
10 seconds.
Freestyle.
Your freestyle.
Oh, yes. Okay, you know, man. Yeah.
What do you recommend people doing in the freestyle?
Like Mallory said, we are so diverse and we have different styles and different techniques. So I say whatever you're strong is at. If you're a strong tumbler, if you're a strong ballerina, throw some turns in there.
Okay.
If you're a break dancer, hit those moves.
Okay.
Just twerk it out.
She said twerk it out. Mallory said twerk it out.
Twerk it out. Anything. You know, when in doubt, just twerk it out.
That is the new hashtag. When in doubt, twerk it out.
And that's when that became the new slogan for the Houston Texans cheerleaders.
Because there are some girls, and we have been there for the tryouts, that they're getting ready to throw that backflip, and we're all like, honey, no, honey, no, 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 and they... Yes.
They twerked it out. Yeah.
As Mellor said.
Yeah.
31 other squads in the NFL, and they're just like, no, we just took number one.
Yes.
We're the twerk it out crew.
We are. You guys are the number one most followed on Instagram and Twitter. You guys are the most socially active. You guys are the most philanthropic. You know, it's not just at the games. You guys do a lot of stuff within the community.
Oh, yes.
So it is a big time commitment. I think people need to know that going in.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so it's not a full-time job.
That carries over to every other job.
If you think about this also, it opens up a lot of doors. One of the nurses at my doctor's office is a former Houston Texans cheerleader. You know what I mean? This is a great opportunity for you if you're new to the city to network within the community.
Yes. Yeah. That's one of my favorite parts about being on the team.